They set up a gig at a place on the east side, and I went to see it with my cousin Mark, and he was goading me to like jump on the stage and beat Norton up for playing my stuff. He's like, "Dave, come on, man, he's playing your stuff, you gotta do it." And I'm like, "I'm not getting up." Like, I'm like, "I don't think so, man." He's like, "Dave, you gotta do it, man. He's like, he's playing your stuff." So he talked me into it. So I rushed the stage, and I knew Norton would cover his face first, you know, out of vanity. So I planned my first punch for his gut, and sure enough, he went like that. And I tackled him into the drum set, and it got really scary because when the music stopped, I realized I had really done something, you know? And apparently McGuire was like ready to Al Kabong me with his bass, which probably would have killed me. But in an instant, I had this enormous forearm under my neck, under my chin, around my neck. And this bouncer goes, "You move, motherfucker, I'll kill you, I'll break your neck." I said, no, man, it's cool, it's cool. So he takes me, throws me out the door on the sidewalk. There's all this broken glass out there, and I like had like styrations on my hands. So I'm laying on the sidewalk right when the cops run in the front door. And Angie was with me, and I said, "Come on, let's get out of here." So we got out of there right when the cops ran in the place. And after that, Norton said, you know, it was like great publicity and no hard feelings. That's so. Anyway, that was the 27.